Is Robbie Gordon here? Is he still doing donuts in the parking lot? Is he here? Bring him on in here.
Robbie!
Let's get Robbie in here. Robbie! There he is. How you doing, man?
Good.
Ooh, yeah.
Good to see you.
How's it going?
Look at.
What'd you bring? Some drinks?
I'm going to be up to speed today.
All right. Oh, yeah. Give me some of that.
He is an energy drink.
What's your mixer?
Mixers.
Well, regular. How about that? What do you normally go with?
What do you mean? Like with
green,
alcohol?
Green Monster, Red Bull.
Oh, I'm more of like, the green. There we go.
All right, cool.
Look at that. This is service.
This is your drink?
Yeah.
Oh,
look
nice.
Name's right on the top there.
No, speed. Lifestyle.
Speed, ethanol, energy.
Sugar-free, too. Cool.
Yeah, you are a full-throttle type of guy. That's what I hear about you. It's like you're either going to win or you're going to crash. That's the options, right?
I don't know about that. A lot of people perceive it that way.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tasty.
But that's what makes it, I think, you get fans because you're just so, would you say crazy?
Well, I wouldn't say crazy because... if you look back at my career, crazy is someone that gets hurt, right?
Right, right.
And, yeah.
Controlled crazy.
Controlled chaos, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like,
my
God, I love watching that guy. I can't imagine it.
I'm just different. I do things different than everybody else. I have a different philosophy on what we need to do to either win or to promote or do different things. And, a lot of people, like off-road racing where I grew up, you never know what's around the next corner.
Yeah.
So you've always got to be a bit conservative because you don't know what's going to be there. One day it might be a cow.
Yeah, I was watching like this. I think it was a documentary about the Baja 1000, and I had no idea. Like when you guys are like, ripping through there, that there's like some where people are lined up like right on the track. I mean, there's really no. There's the track, but there's people like it's tight, and you're just whipping through there. And I was like, really? Obviously people get hurt. Spectators get hurt.
What?
I heard some guys like dig holes, fill them with water, and try to get you guys to wreck in these giant traps.
They call them booby traps.
Booby traps.
And
that's legal?
No.
In Mexico, it's legal.
Yeah, Mexico, yeah.
I love Mexico. Come on. It's a different challenge,
He's like a god in Mexico.
Yeah.
But they call them booby traps down there. But, with the Baja stuff, it's cool because you really don't know what's going to happen. Because if the guy in front of you knocked out a 2-foot boulder, you come around the corner, all of a sudden there's a boulder there. In NASCAR racing, a piece of paper gets on the track and they got debris and they got to throw cautions.
Yeah.
So, I think there's just such a big difference in some of the motorsport venues I've been involved in.
Have you ever had a car crash just in your regular old life?
I had a big...
Like, just out with the wife having dinner, and you're like, oh, fender bender, damn it, this is
embarrassing. I had a really big one on Saturday. I haven't had a big one in a long, long time, but we were testing down at the port at Long Beach.
Okay.
And this thing, we were getting ready for our Long Beach Grand Prix. I don't know if you knew what we did at Long Beach last weekend. We did metal jumps at Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And basically raced with IndyCars on the IndyCar track on metal jumps. And... there's a picture from Long Beach last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was exciting.
We were flying them 180 feet distance. They slid sideways around the track instead of just normal jumping.
So what did you do, 10 laps? Was that what
we did 10 laps at Long Beach, which was 20-minute moto.
And you
I finished second.
How
do I get beat?
Who beat you?
This Justin Lofton kid.
Yeah.
He finished second in the what is it, Camping World Truck Series at Daytona this year. He's a very capable race car driver, and he was on it. Him and his crew, they did a good job. They tuned their car probably a little bit better than I did mine, and they beat us. So hats off to those guys. I think we've got an awesome race for the championship right now between Rob McCracken, myself, and Justin Lofton.
And this stadium super truck on Saturday, it's like a whole weekend event, right? Today something's going on, then tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, basically, today we're building the track. We got the keys to the stadium this morning at LA Coliseum. It's something we've been working on for years. This sport has been around before, and Mickey Thompson packed the stadiums before. LA Coliseum, I think he sold it out one year. And it started back in 1978. And unfortunately, Mickey and his wife got murdered there, 1988, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, with my NASCAR career going where it's going, the whole thing of NASCAR being a bit boring, I needed to do something a little different. And
back to your roots.
Back to extreme motorsports.
Now, when you go to the LA Coliseum, when you get the keys to the Coliseum this morning, what's it look like right now? I'd love to see, the transformation. So what it looks like now, what it's going to look like when everybody's there.
Well, what's nice is you're only 10 or 15 minutes away, so I welcome you to stop by throughout the next couple of days. Just cruise in and see where we're at, what we're doing. But, you know, the we start with Bisqueen, which is a thick plastic, okay. And then we go plywood, and then we go base, which is chewed up asphalt.
Okay. Yeah.
But I've got a surprise for LA, and I got a surprise for motorsports in general. I have a friend of mine that has a paving company here in town, and don't expect to see a lot of dirt in LA Coliseum.
Whoa.
That's insanity.
Well, we just did Long Beach on pavement, and one thing nice about pavement for the ladies, there's no dust.
Yeah.
There's
right.
no dirt.
Right.
The racing surface, you know, we can do bumps and turns and moguls and all through pavement, and we just proved, and you're going to see this afternoon or here in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going for a ride behind you, right?
I know, and I'm nervous.
You have a truck out in the parking lot.
I thought she said she was bringing her sister's BMW to hit this gap. I heard her. She said she had all the options.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if they had the Robbie Gordon suspension option.
We were talking about it yesterday, and Frank's like, yeah, I'll go. And he's like, you got to go too. And I'm like, oh okay.
Go. You're going first.
Yeah, I'll go.
Cool. You want to see this video from yesterday?
Good Lord.
We took a Formula One IndyCar driver out to Lake Elsinore, and we ran on the Lucas Oil off-road track, and it was pretty cool. And got to be honest, the way they were building the tracks was a little boring. Right across the way, there was a Supercross track where they do all the Supercross testing and practicing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it'll jump it.
Supercross meaning motorcycles.
Motocross.
Yeah, motocross.
And they said, oh, what do you mean it'll jump it? And I said, I think it'll gap the triple.
And so, yeah, you took it over there.
So we tried it.
Oh, I don't know.
There you go.
I'm getting nervous now.
And it gapped the triple. It was 120 feet up to the top. If it would have been a flat land, you know, we would have been 50 feet in the air at that point.
And you've set up something out here in the parking lot. So like, as far as like us doing something here, how high are we going to get up in the air when you jump us?
However high Heidi wants to go.
Oh, my God, Robbie.
But Heidi, you're safe. You're safe.
No,
I know you're freaking
it's
out.
It's like
right
landing
now.
On a pillow.
I know.
But let me tell you why.
I know. I trust you, Robbie.
You know why you're safe?
Because I'm with you.
No, there's nobody I love more than I love myself, so you're going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing.
I'm not going to hurt myself.
Right. Are you really happy in your life right now? That's why. You know when a guy's like, man, my wife just left me and I don't have anything to live for. Oh, great. Get on in. Let's do a job.
Yeah, let's do a ride, huh?
No. All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. 1-800-955-KLOS. If you have a question for Robbie Gordon, you want to call up, he's going to be here with us, and then we're going to go out in the parking lot after the show. And I think there's going to be some video cameras and a helmet.
What is that helmet called?
This guy has not taken his helmet off since I showed up. What's your name?
Albert.
And Albert. I don't even think Albert's riding, but he's still wearing the helmet. And, you know, he says something about the camera on the side of it is why he's wearing it, but I think he's obsessed. I think he's going to try to bump Heidi out of a ride.
Yeah, he's a method actor. He wears that every day. Yeah. He's special.
Just for protection.
Does that keep him from hitting us out of the wall?
Exactly. He's required to wear that at work. All right, we're going to come right back with more Robbie Gordon. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.